Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, a innovative project had its grand opening recently on Johns Island, and that would be what is known as the Crops Stop Kitchen. Let's talk about that grand opening and what that facility is going to be used for.
Well, you're right. The Clemson Engineering Group presented this idea nearly a year ago, I think. Fascinating concept, and it got great support by folks down in Charleston who, working with Bowling, I think, helped fund this first one. But you're right, it's an innovative approach to the farm hub idea with the available use of a processing facility, much like we see the kitchens available around the state now, the processing kitchens where you can go in on a rental basis and use it. So this is first of its kind, and hope it sets a good trend.
Absolutely. And, you know, I understand that they have a couple more in the works in different parts of the state.
Well, that's right. That's one of the beauties of it. It was presented to us as a repeatable, scalable, if you will, project, actually portable, but naturally you don't want to be moving a kitchen and processing facility around every so often. But the idea that they could be perhaps built off-site under more controlled type conditions, maybe at Clemson, and then brought to the site and then judged based on the amount of use, and if need be down the road needed to have one at another site. That is the beauty of them, and being modular like they are and providing the bare essential services of processing your vegetables and fruits and whatnot, it's a great innovative step in farm to school especially.
Now, you did mention farm to school, and that is largely what these facilities are designed to serve, is the farm to school program.
That's right. This one in Charleston is a part of the farm to school efforts, headed in part by Dr. Thompson at College of Charleston, and again funded by Bowling, who's been very active. But with our farm to school, there are hurdles that a producer has to meet, and one is being GAP certified. We've talked about that before, and a part of that is to have a place to perhaps make your product more user-friendly, and that's what the Crop Stop will help them do. So, as it says, a portion of any of the sales of someone using a Crop Stop has to go into a school contract. So it really is the next effort at our farm to school initiative in South Carolina.
It also helps put fresh fruits and vegetables on the plates of our school children. You know, one little drawback is that school is not in when most fruits and vegetables are at their peak season. So this is helping fill that gap.
Well, that's right. It does do that. And then in the summertime usage, allowed to go elsewhere, just those, so long as when schools are back in, that is the route that these products are going. So again, great innovative facility. I have not seen the one on Johns Island in use yet. I want to go there and watch someone and see how the product flows and see how efficiently it's laid out. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.